Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. We had Larry on the phone, but it was very garbled, and so now we're waiting for him to call back, and hopefully that'll be really soon. In the meantime here, because I can't watch two things at once. I'm going to stay on master board so I can see when and if he calls back in. China has invaded far deeper into Indian territory. And let me switch over momentarily. Covert intel. China moves 35 miles deeper into India, artillery firing, and China deploys aircraft carriers to Taiwan as well, and China is on the move, and really is it's not a good thing, because with this move into India, and they've added another 5,000 troops. They've invaded, according to what I could understand, about 35, 40, 50 miles inland on India. It's a real invasion. They're evidently moving rocket launchers and more heavy artillery in as well. And this may be a provocation for some other reason. Here, let me... Let me try and call him and see if I can get a hold of Larry that way. We're always running into this kind of trouble. And anyway, wait just a sec. I'll see if I can get him. And that is 4129. Okay. All right, let's see if we can catch him. Answer. So I will continue on here solo. This is kind of extremely dangerous because they have already taken Hong Kong with their security forces, even though it's not been announced or anything. But Hong Kong has now really gone under the full control of China's mainland. And I don't see that is going to change. Once they have seized it, they will... Okay, not going to answer. So I will knock that off. I don't know. He can't get back on, but it was acting very, very strange. So I guess we'll just continue on. My point is that a Chinese general was the one who spoke about the art, wrote a book about the art of war. In the art of war, one of the basic things you use is a diversionary tactic. And I believe this invasion into India is a diversionary tactic. I mean, 20,000 or even 50,000 troops moving into India is nothing for the Chinese military. and would be a diversion to get everybody's attention on what's going on in India, when in fact India is not the target. Taiwan is the target. And maybe this gives us a clue. China deploys aircraft carriers to Taiwan, sparking invasion fears. Chinese Communist Party sending warships to waters near the Pratas Islands. And they have threatened, as you know, to take Taiwan. And as you also probably have heard about the Armageddon script, where war breaks out just about everywhere, and we are spread so thin that we really can't defend anybody. And so the Chinese communists are moving extremely rapidly in that direction. And it's not a good sign at all, because we may, I don't know what treaties we have with Taiwan, and I don't know what we're committed to defending them. I know Trump has a lot of rhetoric usually and never does anything. So it remains to be seen whether we would help Taiwan or not. Wouldn't surprise me if we didn't. And then we have the carrier, the Ronald Reagan, in that area, I guess steaming towards Taiwan Straits. And then we have Barry Rothman's code that says we sink one of China's aircraft carriers. I thought they only had one, but now I'm being told they have actually two. And anyway, I'm going to try and call Larry again if I can. Okay. This is a really mess, folks, and I apologize for it, because there doesn't seem to be any way we can get through to him. Anyway, we'll try one more time. See if we can get break to. He's had trouble getting on to other shows as well. Okay, it's ringing. But can't get through. He's going to have to call in. Larry, if you're listening somewhere else, just try and call in yourself, because we're not having any luck whatever getting through to you. So it's being blocked for whatever reason. Anyway, I'm going to stop that because it's okay. And then I want to get into, there's something else going on that's probably even more important. Black hole at the center of the Milky Way is acting strange, sending a celestial winking signal at the Earth. Now, you have to understand the black hole in relationship to the Mayans. The ancient Mayan said that the black hole, which they knew all about it, in fact, they had diagrammed it. They have a diagram of it. Now, how they knew that, who knows? But they said that the center of the Milky Way galaxy, where the black hole is, whatever it is, there's argument whether it's a black hole or gigantic star of some type. But anyway, they said that the center was the life giver and the life taker of all living things on Earth. So it makes it kind of interesting. Dr. Paul LaViolette was one who said that periodically, of course, the center of the Milky Way, the black hole, goes into an eating frenzy, whatever it is. And it sends out gigantic cosmic shock radiation waves, as well as huge gravity waves. Well, it says here, the enormous black hole at the center of our galaxy is acting in an increasingly unusual manner, making stars dance around it and blinking in our direction. Now, I want to scroll down here. They got pictures of it. But the point is, it says here, the rate of inexplicable activity at the dark center of our galaxy is increasing dramatically. Now, you might say, well, so what? Well, the problem with that is that the black hole in the middle of our galaxy is probably, the light is already hitting us. And when humanity begins to see the activity at the center of our galaxy, that means that light has now reached us. And that means that the cosmic radiation waves and gravity waves will soon be upon us. And it appears to be right on time with all the other things that are going on. According to Dr. Paul LaViolette, it is cosmic waves that alter our human DNA and cause major DNA confusions. And the Book of Enoch says that in the days of sinners, the women will be giving birth to monsters, which is obviously DNA corruption from the radiation waves, which also affects the human brain, changes in the Schumann resonance, and that totally will alter human behavior, and of course it will always affect human emotions. Because we are now at solar minimum, the cosmic radiation waves will have a severe impact upon all living things on the planet, as the solar wind is now at a minimum that allows all of these shock waves to come through with much more force. And I do expect to see more proof. We've already had minor waves coming through, and they have been recorded. Mike from around the world, if you want to believe him, has made mention of this several times, as Celeste. She has mentioned that the cosmic radiation waves are increasing fairly rapidly, and that's one of the reasons. And of course, this is one of the reasons for huge earth changes, earthquakes, volcanic activity, sinkholes, rifts, etc., etc., will soon really begin. Another one that's coming in is the South Atlantic anomaly is splitting in two parts. And this happens just before you have a magnetic pole flip. You have various anomalies appearing all over the planet, and you'll be seeing northern lights all over the place. As we just had a thunderbolt hit, I'm sure you may have heard it. Anyway, this is also another sign of the end times. And we are moving rapidly, folks, into a time of the end. And keep your eye on China and Taiwan, as well as any moves that India may make. And the reason we have to worry about India as well is that, you have a possibility of Israel and the USA getting involved, because India is our ally, and Israel has made a sort of a defense pact, or help anyway, with India, which may involve then us getting into a war over there. And who would have believed that India or China would invade India for any particular reason? They've had their border skirmishes, but this is not a skirmish. This is an outright invasion. And then we had the other headline we have is two men crossing the border into Arizona from Mexico were starting fires. And this is what's going on before. A lot of the forest fires, we believe, were started by terrorists coming into the country and doing that. Anyway, I wanted to bring you up to date on the latest with the India invasion, which I believe is most likely a diversionary tactic, because they are getting ready to attack Taiwan. They're sending two more carriers over there. That means three carriers right over there in a strait near Taiwan, which means probably they're going to try and take it. So anyway, I guess we could say it is what it is, with cosmic waves coming in. New activity in the center of the Milky Way galaxy is a really ominous, ominous sign as to how close we really are to the end. Anyway, heads up, and remember your redemption draweth nigh. Anyway, thanks for listening. Take care.